Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got days is on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got nothing to hide. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Awesome. It's good to be here tonight. You know, I'm so excited about having an opportunity to come before you all tonight. This is Talking Sports Plus, and I am the host, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and we have a very exciting show tonight. We want to make sure you call in. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Then we also want you to go to the web link. And the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you go there, you can listen to the show. I know it works because I just took the opportunity of doing that same thing. All right. First of all, you asked about Talking Sports Plus and what is the purpose of this show. We serve a purpose to a lot of areas, but particularly to the historical black college and universities. So we feel like our brand is the voice of historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. That's talking about states of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, as well as Louisiana and Texas. So we're so excited to have this opportunity. Before we really get started with our show tonight, I want to take an opportunity to just offer my condolence to the families out in Thousand Oak, California. There was a mass shooting this past weekend, and we're getting them so rapidly that it is so concerning. But we from Talking Sports Plus, the team that we have here, we want to make sure we offer our condolences to that the families, to the community, and just to individuals out in that area, anywhere in the country, because it is a concern and needs to be addressed. But from our end, we want to make sure you know that we are offering our prayers and our support to you out in Thousand Oak, California. All right, let's get with our information that we need to make sure we share with you, because it's so important that we do that. Now, if you want to call in, you can call in at 347-857-492. And if you want to be a part of the show, now you can just call in and just listen. But if you want to be a part where you want to share your expertise, press 1 after you call in. And then I'll identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I actually identify who you are and your location. Then just jump into the conversation, whatever. We got some hot topics. So you can jump in and have some excitement, and you can share your thoughts. You also can contact us through Twitter. Our tweet is that you can tweet the show. Let me say it like that. @ Talking Sports Plus with the number 1, @ Lorenzo D. Smith, @ Elliot Darrow with the number 1, @ Tremaine Edward with the number 1. I'm sorry, number 7. Let me correct that because he's on the line. I want to make sure I get it right. That's 7, @ the number 7. Then we have @ Coach _ L _ Smith. And then you also can take an opportunity to listen to these episodes by going back to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. All right. I have one of my co-hosts on here tonight. So far, I know they come in rapidly because I keep getting texts saying I'll be in there, time for this part, time for this section. But I want to make sure I take an opportunity to introduce each one of my co-hosts, and I always give them a raving introduction. I've been told, I've been asked, why you give them such a because they're so special to me. I do appreciate them taking their time, this hour of their busy schedule, just to be a part of this. This is something, is a vision that I saw 2 years ago, and I wanted to get it going. So we're in and out into our 14th month. And we're so excited about having this opportunity. I'm sorry, our 15th month. So we're so excited about having this opportunity to be here and be the voice that you can share your thoughts to. All right, I'll start off with the co-host that's here with us at this time. He hails from the northern part of the state of Alabama, better known as Huntsville, Alabama. And he's a young man that has claimed the name and has been given to him, and we have placed it on him through Talking Sports Plus as the king. And he's also have this slogan that I use by many, he used on many and shared with others. And that's, ain't no fun when the rabbit have it gone. None other than our king, Coach Tremaine King Edwards. How you doing, Trey?
How you doing? How you doing tonight, man? Glad to be here, man. Hot topics, man. Ready to test these topics. See what we got, Dr. Smith.
Exactly. I'm ready for you, brother. I appreciate you joining me at this point, and I know the others going to jump in here in a minute. They share with me, and I appreciate sharing. So I won't have to give them the raving introduction, but I give them an introduction. Our other 3 co-hosts, and I will do that. And when they come on the line, I'll make sure I do it the right way. But I like to mention them because we can't do it without them. Trey know that, and I know that, and I appreciate them. You have the lady of the hour, the millennium, and she hails from Central Alabama, soon to be up in the Huntsville area very soon, continue with a rehab, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Then we have our radio personality, better known as the E-Train. Then some people call him the Don King of Entertainment. Coach of the Airways, that's Darrell E-Train Elliott. And last but not least, who will be joining us with our high school particular area we have that we discuss and talk about the high school topic. He says he's the king of the high schools. Hails from South Central Alabama. Retiree of 30-plus years with Alabama High School Athletic Association. None other than Touchdown Tony Stalwart. And he'll be joining us. Trey, we got an outstanding set of topics tonight, and we want to make sure we try to share our thoughts on that and just have an awesome show. You know, we're going to do a two-man show if it takes that. We can make it do what it do. So we'll make it happen. And we're going to kind of start off with some historical black colleges storylines, and we'll kind of start off with up there in North Alabama, where we have Alabama A&M. You want to kind of share anything in regards to their past, this past weekend, their results, and what's the word, what's going on? Are we getting to the point where everybody get ready to ROB? But however you want to share those thoughts, let's take this opportunity, Trey.
Yes, sir. We played a big game this weekend versus Grambling State University. We came out on the short end of the stick. We lost 29-16. We beat ourselves, man. We threw three interceptions, man. If we would have, I'm talking about three pick sixes, Dr. Smith. Not three just interceptions. That's three pick six. If we would have threw those, I think we had a chance to beat Grambling. That would have threw some salt in the is Eastern. We're in the East right
west.
Now, or the West.
Yeah, we're in the East. We're in the East.
In the East. East, right? Yeah, that
yeah,
was some salt in that. That would have threw some salt in that Eastern Conference race. Well, Alcorn has a big game this weekend versus Jackson State. Jackson State came back in honorable mention with the win versus Alabama State, man.
State.
Alabama State came out and
dropped the
but
turn.
Let's
keep it real now. Keep it real, brother. Keep it real. That was stopping him. Talk real sports
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
But other than that, that's what happened to us, Dr. Smith. We threw three pick sixes, and them jokers got us, man. They got us. So the winner between the Jackson State Alcorn game will go to the SWAT championship, I guess. That's what they talking about. I think
man.
Alcorn controls their own destiny. I think they will pull the game out, but Jackson State gave itself a chance, man. Gave itself a chance.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Before we go any further, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. So make sure you call in and talk about your historical black college or your group of five, your power five, your NAIA, or talk about Division II, Division III, which is in the playoff for now at this point. But I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our second co-host who's on the line right now, none other than the man that is a master and give us all the information about high school, and he's known to many as full name. Some people said Tony Stalwart. That's Touchdown Tony Stalwart. How you doing, Tony?
I'm fine. I've been threatened before I got on the air tonight. Somebody told me to leave that son alone. Whoever he is, I'm leaving him alone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what he said.
I ain't calling no name, but I'm leaving him alone.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, bro. It's good to have you here tonight. And, you know, we were just talking about the historical black colleges storyline, and Trey shared about Alabama A&M. And I think you had an opportunity to go in there and look at Alabama State and that I said, I'm going to say it like everybody might agree, but Tud dropping situation because they ain't do nothing but drop a few and they ain't do nothing.
Yep.
But can you share some thoughts about that game that you had a chance to attend?
I watched the football game and you know, it's sad to me where you can't be motivated to jump into any type of contest, especially a football game in your own stadium and not show the what you call the initiative in the beginning of the game. It was just sad, you know. And as I watched, continues to go through, it just seems as if it's a lot of giving up efforts. And I hate to be the one to make that diagnostic, but I'm going by what I see. And I just hope that, you know, that the student athletes at Alabama State University, along with the coaching staff, have not gotten to a situation where they think they're not being supported. Because one thing about ASU, and Dr. Smith, we know we long alumnus, they can be with you
mm-hmm.
when they're with you, and they're not with
mm-hmm.
you, they're not with you.
Exactly.
And sometimes I think that's where things like Magic City Classic wins and going into a good traditional Tucker Day Classic with an opportunity, you know, has a tendency to keep the morale going. We just got to find some way to get that old Bama State spirit back, you know. And because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something, that's 20% of winning. That's 20% of maybe 30% or 40% of fan participation. And I just don't
mm-hmm.
feel a spirit like I've been used to feeling the spirit. The spirit used to be so tough until winning was not always the issue. It was just that the spirit of the effort kept the tradition alive.
Yeah.
Exactly. And now I'm seeing that's failing, and I hate to fail with that. And I just hope that if our listeners are out there and some of our alumnus and the old Alabama State University spirit people out there, hope we can get that back living again so we can keep that alive. Because Alabama State University is one of the great traditional black colleges in the Deep South that has that heritage, you know, of black
mm-hmm.
college, not just football, but black college university as a whole. And I just really hope and I pray that we can get that back where it needs to be. And with that being said, you know, I don't coach. I don't know the internal infrastructures or things that's going on. I just know that spirit is not recruited. Yeah, it's ordained,
yep.
and it's traditional, and it's widespread. And maybe we can do some things to get our program in that perspective back where it needs to be.
Exactly. And what Coach Tony Starford is saying is something that I was discouraged the last two ball games because, you know, the thing about tailgate is what we call our pageantry. And when I went out there, even though our group on the last ball game, not this ball game that just passed, but the weekend before, we had some things that we didn't show up. And we always have been the foundation from the beginning, because I can remember it was only two group of people out there, and that was Winston Knight and myself and Robert Rich and many other guys that came around back at Crampton Bowl. But to go over there and see no one willing to carry on that, but we made a point this past Saturday to do it. We had a crawfish brawl, and we set up. We enjoyed watching television. I didn't get a chance to go into the game, but I could hear, and I guess I heard the wrong thing because I thought I heard that ASU was ahead, but I found out they was behind, and it was kind of it sent me for a blow because I could see why the support was no longer there, and I have a problem when we do this in supporting our school is that we measure based on one game, and Coach Starworth as well as Coach Edwards can kind of listen to what I was saying from the beginning. You know, I said from the beginning, you win Tuskegee game, and then we know we're not going to beat those other Power Five or Group of Five schools, but if we can beat one of those games after Grambling and Alcorn, which they did in Alcorn, then you come and win the Classic, then your spirit going to stay high. But when you didn't win the Classic, and then you came back and won Texas Southern, and you look like, as I understand, like you didn't exist on Saturday, like you really didn't care. So I don't know what went there. Maybe they just don't, they're not at that point yet, but that point is that you still had a chance. All you had to do is win your games, because you never know. If you beat Jackson State, the big rival between Jackson State and Alcorn is about like Tuskegee and Alabama State. They're going to be playing over there in Mississippi Veterans Stadium, Memorial Stadium or something like that, and it'll be 60,000 to 70,000 Alcorn and Jackson State people there, which is probably about 60 to 80 miles away. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a ball game, and nobody's going to be handing that game. So the thing about it, if you go to win your games, then you let the chips fall where they may. But I think they kind of frailed out, even though they lost against A&M. A&M played a good ball game. Not as great ball game, but they played well enough to win the ball game, and they did. And that's something I think just took the air of our supporters. And I could see it because you didn't see the people at the game. Some people said there was quite a few people there. But it's just so amazing how many more people would have been if you had won the game that you thought you could win. So this is what we're dealing with. But you can call in and share your thoughts, too, with this situation, 347-857-4192. Because, see, we're going to have a great time here. We said this ain't no morning moment. This is what Talking Sports is going to get it cranked up. So my team is ready to get it cranked up. Now, just to kind of touch bases on some of the other games in the SWAC, the standings. We'll talk more of the standings. Right now in the East, Trey, as we was talking about the East and the West, we have Alcorn at 7-3 in the conference. You have Jackson State at 5-4. You have Alabama A&M at 5-5. And then you have Alabama State at 3-6. In reverse, you can look at it. I know right now Alcorn only have one more game. They're playing, I think, seven games. So they at this point, they're either 5-1 or 6-1. And then Jackson State only, I think their loss, what, one or two games. So this game is going to be big. This is noticeable this Saturday in Jackson, at Jackson State. I'd love to be there. I'd love to see it because it's an outstanding ball game. But that's just something on the other side that will be a nice opportunity to see how that's going to turn out. Yeah, that's Mississippi Valley is holding down last, and they're sitting at 1-8. Now, on the west side, and I'm trying to manipulate this board to make sure I get the west side, you have Southern that's ahead of the conference, and then you have at 6-3. Then you have Grambling at 6-4, and then you have Prairie View, Texas Southern, and Pine Bluff. So that's how the standing on the in regards to the SWAC conference. Now the MEAC, I also have that, and I want to take this opportunity. I can catch a breath. Then we're gonna jump directly into the high school version of this, and Coach Star, where we will get that spot. We have North Carolina A&T leading the MEAC, and it's not broken down. It's just all one conference standing at 8-2. Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman is playing this weekend, the 17 in the Florida Classic. So that'll be an outstanding game because Florida A&M is 6-4, and Bethune-Cookman is 6-5, and they're going to be playing, which is second and third place, determine who will be in second place. So that's going to be real exciting. You'll get a chance to see that. Then you have South Carolina State. Then you have Howard falling in that top five, and you got other schools that's falling in that. Also, we want to talk about the SIAC. As you know, they concluded with their championship at the home, or the host was hosted by the team that had the best record. Miles College was the one that hosted the ball game. Miles College won the SIAC this year, and they kind of they didn't sneak up on people, but they slowly was quietly worked their way and won it, and they end up beating, if I'm not mistaken, Fort Valley or one of those, Auburn, one of those schools to win the championship at the SIAC. So that's some of the conclusion of the Division II, as well as you had the situation with Bowie State and those individuals up in the CIAA. So that's how we stand on our SWAC, MEAC, CIAA, and our SIAC. Coach Starward, we're going to look at some high school. We're going to look at some playoff results and also talk about a little basketball because it's time to roll out the ball. I know Coach Edwards up on that end want to talk about North Alabama and what's going on up there because I saw on Facebook his team is out there already rolling. All of them rolling. All of them got the hair like that boy Petty from from Alabama. Right, Trey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trey? Him and Kyra Lewis up there, man. Him and Kyra Lewis up there hooping it up, man.
Yeah, I don't got that hair like Petty Star Wars. That's how they hair here. Yeah. Oh, man, come on.
That's how they hair here.
Yeah, that's how they hair. That's what I saw on the tape. Touchdown Tony. Want to share some thoughts here about high school football playoff, as well as we'll talk a little bit about the basketball down in this area. Then we'll let Coach Edwards, the King, share some of his thoughts about North Alabama. Coach Starwood.
In football, you know, where we are, you know, the Montgomery teams are out of Lear, Carver, Park Crossing, and I remember Dr. Smith when Lee played Auburn, and I have a lot of respect for Coach Rogers at Lee High School. I had a lot of dealing with him, and personality guy, a guy that got a lot of composure and keep things in perspective and runs a clean program. You know, he made a statement, I will never forget this, and I called him and I commended him for that. He said, Lee beat us fair and square, but I pray that we get a chance to see him again. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They will.
Auburn. Yes.
Auburn.
They will see Auburn.
Second
yep.
And that game was 24-23, the first game, or either 23-22, but 1 point or 2 point difference. And, you know, I think that was a class act and a gift given to him. But anyway, in class 1A, I'm looking at some situations in 1A football where Linden has been undefeated all year long. That's a good game coming with them and Elba. Linden beat Millbury 55-14. Elba beat Billingsley 54-19. So they're both in the 50s. Maplesville still on the limb. Beat Sweetwater. And Dr. Smith, you know how Sweetwater used to be long traditional, one of those teams to beat. And 2A, and I can say this, that you know, Laverne has been good all year long. South Choctaw came to Laverne last week. South Choctaw came with a flying offense. Laverne slowed it down, got it together, and sneaked out of them 14-0. But Holland Home down this way has been making a lot of noise. A lot of those kids from Holland Home are recipients of, remember when, what's that school up there? Above Holland Home, Montgomery County Raymond mm-hmm. closed. Some
yeah,
of those kids
yeah.
went up to St. Jude and Carver. Now some of them come back home, and they're eligible, and they in Holland Home School. So Holland Home was second in high school in offense, and they're still rolling. Class 3A, St. James. Let's talk mm-hmm. about the private schools a little bit. We want to do it mm-hmm. fair. St. Jude is still alive.
Yep.
St. James still alive. Undefeated. They got T.R. Miller, long tradition T.R. Miller. However, the long-term T.R. Missional coach, he's not there anymore. He's down in Houston County. I tell you another one that I think that's going to be something to look at. Hillcrest Evergreen
mm-hmm.
came to Montgomery last year. Now they got Hetland. Andalusia is still alive. I like the Montgomery Catholic. Great program. Let's go to 5A. Ramsey, the Magnet School, is picked
mm-hmm.
to come out of 5A, but the Mouth is still alive as well. Now, I'll tell you a good matchup. Next week,
mm-hmm.
if it plans out, will be Ramsey and Greenville. One of Greenville's only losses
okay.
was to Carver. Madison Academy, I'm saying this for you know who,
mm-hmm.
up the way is still alive. And 6A, I like in 6A with Tompkins. They beat Dathan last week. They got Hillcrest Tuscaloosa coming in. Lanier lost a squeaker, though. They only lost about 7 points, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa. Pinson Valley, go to 7A. Lee Montgomery, squeak over Theodore last week. Of course, they got Auburn now. Central Peter City has been undefeated all year long, and we know who's up there, Coach. You don't want to call his name because he's been everywhere. And McGill Tudum, that's one of those matchups that have been long overdue. Hoover. Now, let's look at Hoover three losses. Help me now. D.C. at Washington,
mm-hmm.
MG Academy,
mm-hmm.
and it was a Thompson. Is the only home? Yep. So
yep.
look what we got. We Hoover beat Bob Jones, 26-18. Mount Brook beat Austin. Now we got a Hoover-Mount Brook. Hewitt Trussell beat James Clemens. Sorry about that, Trey. 43-41. Boy, that's a battle, though. And Thompson, 45-14 over Florence. Now, what we could have is another Hoover and Thompson matchup. There you have it. High school football. Let me say this to all our listeners, that high school football Super 7 will be in Auburn this year. We flip-flop from Auburn to University of Alabama every other year. And that'll be the what? 5th, 6th, and 7th. Is that right? And
that's right.
Winston will be the 7A finals, along with the disability students game that day as well. So that's a great time. Hopefully it can be a lot better than last year, because last year in Tuscaloosa, it was among the snow. There you have it for high school football.
And that's awesome, awesome. I think Coach Stallworth did, you did an outstanding job, and I think it's one of the schools, I think, you may have mentioned, but Alabama Christian, I think they was the fourth seed in that division and went up and beat a number one seed to where they're now hosting. They are hosting Hillcrest out of Evergreen on Friday night at Alabama Christian. So, you know, that's one of the games locally that's going on. I think Trinity is still in it, as you mentioned, as well as St. James. So if you need to go and check out one of the teams, go check out the private school. We got to give them the print of love because they pay their money to operate in the Alabama High School Athletic Association, and they play ball well enough and go for it. So they're going to be playing this Friday night. So check them out, 7 o'clock kickoff time. Be there or be square. All right, Coach Starr, I just want to kind of touch on some other high school things, and that's, first of all, basketball. You know, some people are ROB, that's right, Trey? But before I move to it, Trey, you got anything you want to share on the north end in dealing with football?
No, sir. We have one team remaining up here, Decatur. They defeated Jackson Olin. They are last hope. So that'll be it.
Okay.
That's
now,
all I got. Go
Hazel
ahead.
Green.
You can flip the basketball.
Okay. Hazel Green out of it? Okay.
They out of it.
Okay. So they out of it. All right. Let's flip to some basketball. I'm going to kind of give you some games that's down here in South Alabama and Central Alabama up until the 20, and we may go up to the 30th on some cases. You got Robert E. Lee will be taking the court on the 16th. They already will be in play the game, but I'm only going to start from where I have here. They got Elwood Christian on the 16th at home, and then they are in a tournament over in Vestavia Hill. So that's going to be an outstanding tournament. Sneaky Pete Classic up at in just boys, varsity boys up in Birmingham, Vestavia Hill. Then you have, they'll play Blue Tech on the 27th. At Lee, that's a 4:30 tip-off. Carver, we got them in the hard in the paint tournament in Atlanta, and they'll be the 23rd and 24th of November. Then they'll come back on the 27th. They'll play Jeff Davis at Sea House, and if everybody don't know, that's Carver House. Then we'll have Lanier on the 17th be playing Selma. They'll be playing in Selma, which is a 2 o'clock tip-off. Then we'll have them in a holiday hoops given in Atlanta, varsity boys, starting at 4:30 on the 23rd and 24th. And then on the 27th, they'll have Greenville, Coach Starr, they'll have Greenville at Lanier at 5 o'clock, tip off. Then on the 30th of November, they'll have Robert E. Lee, and they'll go to Lee. So that's going to be another burner for them. That's 5 o'clock. Jeff Davis on the 13th, which they already played. They played with Tonka at Jeff Davis. On the 19th, they're going to head up there to Hoover, play Hoover High School at 4:30. And on the 23rd, you have them playing Elwood. Elwood Christian will be coming to Jeff Davis. Then on the 27th, where the gym will not be able to hold anybody, in Sea House, what you call it, Sea House, at Carver High School. You got Jeff Davis in Carver on the 27th, started at 4:30. You know, you got the junior varsity, then they got the girls, then they got the boys. So it starts early enough. If you get there early enough, you'll get in the gym. I know they're getting their floor done right now, and they're supposed to not play on it until after, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be after they come back, which is the 27th.
I think BT Magnet is playing one this weekend and this week in there because, you know, from their facilities, you know, burnout. And I think that'll be the last one they shut it down after that. I talked to Coach Jackson previously about that.
Okay.
But game will be played after the floor is done.
Exactly. I want to mention some of these schools that are locally or surrounding. I won't get all of them, but I don't touch bases on your school. You call in, share your thoughts on it. We want you to be a part of our show. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll identify with the last 4 digits of your cell, a telephone number, and ask you to identify yourself with your name and location. Central High School out of Hainesville on the 15th, which will be tomorrow, we'll be playing Southside High School at Central, and that starts at 4:30. And then we have Calhoun On the 16th, we'll be playing BTW Magnum at Calhoun. And then Park Crossing we'll have on the 16th playing Selma High in Selma. Then on the 27th, they're going to play Selma again, and they'll be playing at Park Crossing High School. So that's some of the basketball this week and next week, because next week is Thanksgiving. And we will talk a little bit about that before we close this show out in regards to the Turkey Day Classic and some of the festivities going on with the Turkey Day Classic. But, Coach Edwards, do you have anything on that end in regards to basketball? It's time to get it rolling. Lehigh, Lehigh. And yeah.
Yes, sir. We got the M2 Hoops coming up, big time tournament for the North Alabama end. We have Park Crossing will be making an appearance in that M2 Hoops. So they'll be coming up to see how they would fare against the North Alabama teams. Let's see what else we got, Dr. Smith. Yeah, there's the Bob Jones Thanksgiving tournament. That's about it. Middle school action. My Indians right now are 3-0. boys are 3-0. Girls are 2-1. Man, we slipped up on a good caliber Williams middle school team. Williams girls are legit, man. They beat us by 5 points. I think I can get them playing at Williams. They have a bigger court. I should get them jokers. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
And just kind of add, and I'm kind of moving into December. I know I didn't go into the December games here, but on the 8th up at Columbia High School, you will have the battle between Alabama and Georgia. And you have a basketball tournament up there at Columbia High School starting at 2 o'clock. Matter of fact,
yes,
we're going to be up there. We're going to be up there because I talked with the Sports Festival, Charles, and we're going to come up, Coach Trey, and we're going to come up, if he don't come up, but Talking Sports and the Smith Way production, we look to help provide hospitality for tournament, which is that one day. And then we also will be back for the AL.com Huntsville tournament, which Sports Festival will provide the hospitality for that tournament. So we'll be coming up there. It's the 26th through the 29th, I believe, for that December after Christmas. But this is on the 8th. Is something I know going on at Columbia High School, and Coach Christopher Blandin, who is the coach over there, the athletic director, and he's doing some things over there. So, Coach Trey, we wanted to mention that and make sure we share those thoughts in regards to that. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big-time tournament right there. Some top-tier athletes will be in that tournament in early December. Trenton Wofford. Let me see who else we got. Trenton Wofford, Gerardo Lane, Kobe Brown. Big time games, man. I'm excited for it.
And that's the one that AL.com?
No, that's the first one, Dr. Smith. That's not the AL.com.
Okay.
That's,
okay.
Yeah,
I just wanted to mention also, I think Lanier. Lanier's going to be in it as
well.
Yeah,
Lanier will be
there.
Lanier, Brian Williams.
Yeah, they bring Barnett.
That game.
Yeah, they bring Barnett and the other big kid, I believe. Coach Starworth, you still there? Is everything still intact on Lanier, or half of them left?
You know, it's never a timely situation. It's always untimely.
Uh-huh.
I call it sharing. You ever heard talking sharing athletes? Carl and Lanier definitely share the athletes, and they don't have no remorse among each other. They just say, okay, come on in for a minute, and when you're ready to leave, we'll be okay. You know, I want to put this out here. The big kid from Lee at Carver, Lee High School in Montgomery, signed with Murray State. I heard that on the air today as well. So kudos to him.
Yeah.
In regards to where he may end up before his high school career, or at least he signed somewhere. So kudos to that.
Exactly. Exactly. But we're getting ready for basketball, but we still got the playoffs, and we're going to talk about some other topics on here, and we're going to jump to some of them topics. We may not have to get all of them, but we're going to make sure we get to most of them. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. You know, we're going to have a great time here. Let's talk about some Alabama football. And our Coach Trey is under our wonderful world of college football. That's the heading tonight. And we're going to discuss should Saban play Tua against the Citadel on Saturday. All of your talking heads and all of your pundits have taken their time to share their opinion. But Saban also went off yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, like every press conference, in some form or some fashion, about playing Tua. But let's get some thoughts from both of you all in regards to that.
Yeah, I'll jump in here right quick to what I'm going to say about Tua. I'm still trying to figure Tua out, Dr. Smith. You know, when he hits the ground, he's always sitting there 5-10 minutes adjusting that knee brace. I feel like if he's hurt, we need to go on, set him down, and go on and get the surgery he needs. If he's not, let him roll. But I don't think he's hurt. I think Tua is prima donna. When he gets hits, he lays there for a minute. He's doing the old Jim Brown treatment. But if he lay there too long, they got to take him out. So I need Jalen to go on, get back healthy. I'm really pissed that he had this surgery in the midst of the season. Because when Jalen was healthy, Tua didn't do this. I'm just saying, those are facts. When he was healthy, Tua didn't do this. But evidently there's nothing.
Hold up.
You don't even cover.
Oh, I got to get him now. I do remember when me and Lane had this conversation before about the quarterback at Alabama, and I do remember him not having anything. I ain't gonna say good to say about Jalen. Other than he said that Tua was the best of the two. And I said, through it all, at the end, in the middle, Jalen will be the one to see us through. And it sounds like the man is hoping that Jalen get hurt, get healthy.
I just was making a point that when Jalen was healthy.
I was making a point too.
Your point ain't my point. My point is when Jalen was healthy, Tua didn't do all this, you know, going to the 10 and carrying on. Since Jalen been hurt, he's been going to the 10 a lot. It's just a lot of prima donna type things that he's doing. I don't know where that's coming from, but I'm noticing that a lot. Teams are playing Tua differently now. They're playing the deep ball. They're giving up the short balls. They're giving up the run game. So as Alabama football, we'll take what they give us and roll with the punches, Dr. Smith and Tony Stallworth.
Well, I can help you out a little bit on that, too. The Alabama offensive line has given up, and as they did in the Mississippi game, 4 sacks, and they haven't given up 4 the entire year. And all due respect for Tua, he is hurt. But he has the type of pain and hurt that constantly nags running backs. And when you have the type of mobile quarterback that he is, a lot of times we don't see all the licks that he takes. And in all due respect, what he's doing is he's trying to play through it. I really think that when he was first diagnosed with a knee injury and he came back and played with the brace, it was an injury that did not sustain him being out of the game because of, and this is to credit to what you said, Tremaine, because Jalen was still available. But when Jalen decided to go in and have his surgery on that high ankle sprain, that didn't make Tua's injury go away, it got worse. So the Citadel game will probably be a game where he won't have to worry about a pass rush, for one thing. I think it'll go back to a situation where the game will be over in a quarter and a half, and maybe Jones can ride it out, having three running backs and the type of wide receivers Alabama has, and give Tua a chance to heal up a little bit. Then you got a little time in between the Iron Bowl, and then you got the Iron Bowl itself, you know, where if you look at it, it's going to be one of those games. Now, if you watch that game real careful now, the Mississippi State linebacker intentionally threw a helmet first on at me. So they're targeting nothing personal, but when you're the head of the snake and the snake keeps stacking, somebody got to take the head out. So that's just the way it is with that. And I think he'll be okay. It's just a matter of Saban making the right decision, or the offensive coordinator making the right decision on this game with Citadel, which is won before they even play it. And that could be a game where he can have some recovery time. But Alabama's going to be all right, regardless. I can cheer you that. That's the way it is with the Bama. All they have done all year long is play scrimmage games. If you want to watch an interesting game, watch Auburn. Don't watch Alabama. That's scrimmage.
Woo! All right, that's awesome. But I tell you right there, let me kind of add my 2 or 3 cents in there. But you know, what we're seeing is it ain't what we didn't expect, because I still say I'll go back to the spring game. The first day of spring, you know, what we discounted with Jalen, whether he could throw it down the field to be accurate, he's doable. Jalen was doable. And Jalen couldn't afford to get hurt. And he didn't get hurt. And if he was, you never knew. Tua, to me, showed me that he was not that coward with that first injury, a hand injury in the first day of spring. I'm not saying he didn't happen, but that was just something that happened the first day of spring. And then from that point on, he was taking shots. He'd been taking a few shots. Now, I think that I saw a little different on Mercedes in regards to how the official allow things to happen, because last year, I'm going to relate it, I don't know whether Trey saw this game. It was a game where number 30, which is Mac Wilson, jumped across a guy and started crawling and hit a guy, a quarterback, in the knee. And they called a 15-yard penalty on him. And I just know I saw this boy in Mississippi State look like he took a bounty out on that boy's knee, went directly at that knee. Regardless of whether the line was blocked or not, that dude went for that knee. So my point is, I have a problem with that when you call it one time and don't call it the other time. And you knew they was going, it was specifically doing that, but that's no reason. He's hurt. Now, you know, if it takes our co-host, the lady of the hour, she said, you know, since she over there with a lot of tears and a lot of these and a lot of surgery, tell me he may have a meniscal tear, and he just may try to play for it, because that brace is on the offensive lineman have. That's what that kind of brace, so that could be a little bit more serious. But a lot of people don't believe they can win. But like Trey said, Jalen may could be healthy and get healthy. But now he said, okay, y'all didn't want me the first time. Y'all criticized it. No, I'm sorry whether y'all like it or not. Sure, young men are young men. He said, well, I take my time to get healthy. You know, Jalen wanted to did that surgery. He felt like he was going to be the one they needed him. Children are children. Well, we can say what we want about it, but he took surgery when he could have waited during the time between the playoff after the championship game and had that same surgery, had 4 weeks to heal. He gonna take it on a off week. So much stuff goes on when people get upset. They show their way, because he typed something on Twitter about that. So, but my point is, towards a little bit. Trey said pre-Adonis, I think he's a little softer then and not doable. I do believe that. So the point is, he's hurt. He won't be – he'll be playing, but he won't be up to par like it. And it hurts him because he's left-handed. He needs his right leg to be strong enough where he can step back and turn and throw off that leg. That leg is given. That leg is not giving, not being able to hold that. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how that turned out. But are they situation worse than anybody in the country? Because they got two quarterbacks that's limping around. And Mac Jones ain't the man.
You know what? I like the comment that Joe Moorhead said from Mississippi State. He said that Alabama is number one for a reason. It's not just their offensive tool. It's not just their defense. It's not just their special team. It's the whole picture, and they put it all together, and that's how you get your butt whipped. He said, when you go in the game thinking one thing will get you, he said, even if Tua went down, we still hadn't scored.
That's right.
If Tua hadn't come back, we probably wouldn't have scored. It's the whole picture.
Exactly.
And he added another compliment to the Tide's excellence, saying, so we wake up every single day. This is what we are chasing. This is the standard of this team we want to be. We want to strive for excellence.
Exactly.
And excellence is not in one person. Excellence is in the entire team. And that's what Alabama football is all about. They can either beat you 60 or beat you 20. You take it either way you're going, but you ain't going to beat them. It's that simple.
And we can
move on.
Just that simple.
College basketball.
And we can move on. 347-857-4192. All right, now we're going to look at this situation at Auburn right quick because we got time. We're going to look at that. You know, it said, and this is off of Twitter now. I saw one of the Auburn supporters put this on Twitter. And I'm going to read it. It's three questions, and I want us to respond. You can bunch your answer up, or you can just take them one by one. They post this on Twitter. It says, is this what we want # Auburn football to be? That's the question. Number one, is this the best we can do? Question number two, we're still talking about Auburn, and this Auburn fan post is, are these results acceptable? What's y'all thoughts on that?
Malzahn is very confident. He says that, as always, I hate to use the expression, but darn what fans and Twitters and all that say. University know about the $34 million Cubs buyout, and they cannot address things in any way but being positive. But he said this, in 2019, we will be better.
Okay.
He said, I think that we will have everybody back, and all of our guys will mature and much better. And when he said that, I said to myself, that is a legitimate way of speaking, but that sounds more like a high school coach hoping that his juniors and seniors or his 10th grade players grow up. Don't you recruit players to come in and play, or do you recruit them to put them in kindergarten and grow them up? It's time out for making excuses for not getting it done. And I kind of hated Auburn more than the rest of the teams in the SEC because Auburn and Alabama is a competitive forefront with each other in the sport of football, irregardless. And you can't compete on the field, Dr. Smith and Tremaine, if you can't compete in a recruiting segment. And that's where the game is won and lost. And that's where Auburn is each year and each year out. And I don't know what the fix for that, but I do know what the problem is. You cannot get those caliber athletes. You can always make excuses for not being able to compete. And that's where Auburn is right now, not having enough. But I'm going to tell you something. We all liked Gus when Gus was the offensive coordinator and when Gus came back and did what he did with the remainder of the talent that he had. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm a coach. I'm not having sympathy for him because he make enough damn money not to have it for him. But I'm using a sense of realization. You take them players away from Saban, you'll see an average Saban. Just that simple. It's all about the recruitment. If you can't get them in there, you can't get them horses in the stable, you can't prepare for the race. It's just that simple. And we can move on from that, too.
That's all right. That's all right. But, you know, like you can share your point of view as well. Just make sure you just call in 347-857-4192. Trey, you got any thoughts in regards to that Twitter questions, a bunch of questions?
Yeah, I got a regards. Auburn didn't look that bad against Georgia, man. I'm gonna say this. it was a few plays that Auburn could have made
that
flipped the game around.
Oh, Trey.
Sour.
I hear you saying that bad, Trey, when they picked over one damn touchdown.
But Starworth, I'm saying as far as the missed passes, the quarterback threw, the missed routes the receivers ran, the
that's
drop
bad.
Balls.
That's bad.
I mean, they didn't play that bad against Georgia. Like I said, the plays that Auburn missed against Georgia, they will make against Alabama. I'm telling you that right now. I just watched.
But I'll be on the radio the week after to make sure that you hold up to that, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna hold up. They gonna play us like none other now. Like I told you, Auburn play us like it don't matter what the circumstances is. They gonna play Alabama like it's the national championship, man. I don't know where that comes from, but the plays they miss, I've never seen that linebacker number 57 miss as many plays as he did against Georgia. Like, if he makes the tackle, Georgia is stuffed. And Georgia one-dimensional too, man. That statue is not going to beat an Alabama team, man.
Oh,
you
I
have a statue
that.
At quarterback, that can't beat you, man. Even Auburn got a statue at quarterback. He's not going to beat Alabama, man. But them plays that they missed against Georgia, they're going to make. They're going to make against Alabama. I'm telling you that right now.
And that's the thing about it. We'll see in 2 weeks. We'll kind of see how that stands. But that's just some of the concerns that's being talked about. And, you know, the president catching some flack because of what was done in regards to that. And it's all right that every year. It's like that every year because it's either 3-4 losses or 5 losses. And is it because of the team in the other state or because you just not able to compete up to the level that you expected and everybody wants you? Everybody want to be 11-0. Everybody want to be 12-0. You got to understand that. But everybody can't be 12-0 if you don't have the horses. You don't have the Jimmy and the Joes, you're not going to compete. And even if you had a few Jimmy and Joes, if they're not competing at the level, like Trey said, Davis, one of the leading tacklers on the team. I mean, tackler, because he's a linebacker. But the bottom line is he laid out. He didn't try to make some tackles. Some of them players just didn't do what they're supposed to do. Some of the throws wasn't there. Some catches should have been made. A lot of this is a game of inches, and you kind of see that. And we ask the question, why is the lack of concentration? And the coach has to take the credit for a lot of this. We can put it on the players all you want, but they're going to put it on the coaches, and the coach will be catch the short end of the stick. But that's what it's all about. And the last thing we want to just talk about is the college basketball opening. I'm kind of jumping around a few places because of our time. We had that big opening, tip-off tournament between Kansas and Michigan State, Kentucky and Notre Dame. What y'all thought about that, brothers? What y'all thought about that?
Kentucky and Duke. I think.
Yeah, Kentucky and Duke.
I got to witness that, and I see where the table has turned on the one and done. The one and done are not at Kentucky anymore. And it showed a little bit on last year. You go with Zao and the rest of those three highly competitive athletes at Duke. Duke has really put themselves in a situation because Duke came in as 4, Kentucky was 2, and Kansas 1. And after that game, the AP poll jumped and put Duke at 1, and Kentucky went all the way to number 10. They should have, but. And I saw Duke again on this weekend against Army on a Sunday game and cruising. In fact, I heard Stephen A. Smith and all of them said that maybe Duke and Alabama need to be playing. Duke needs to be playing some NBA games, and Alabama needs to be playing on Sunday. So it goes to show you that the one and done can switch channels. And Kansas, let's talk about Kansas a little bit. I think Kansas it's going to be one thing about Kansas is so solid, and Kansas being who they are without the other big kid that got caught up on that radar with those student athletes, and that's another thing we probably need to talk about on next week, about how that thing got solved out with those NCAA rule violation for their recruitment. One of the big time players on Kansas team is not even playing this year, and they enrolled him. But I still think it'll be Duke, Kansas, and I got a chance to see North Carolina play this weekend. And Kenneth Smith's son is on that team because he's not a starter, but he's working his way in. And basketball is going to be real good basketball, but I think Duke is way, way, way above. Gonzaga is another team that came in preseason that was very high. But this week poll now shows Duke at number one, Kansas at two, Gonzaga at three. Virginia from the ACC had moved up to number four. And let's talk about them Admiral at Tennessee, Dr. Smith. They call him the Admiral.
Yeah.
They're at number five.
Cool.
So basketball, and Auburn, of course, is at number nine. In Kentucky, as I say, it's 10. So basketball is going to be real good, and it's off to a good turn right now. And I'm looking forward to Duke and everybody else. Right now, anyway.
Awesome. That's awesome. Coach Elbert, you got anything to say about basketball in regards to your North Carolina Tar Heels?
Yeah. Hey, you know I'm ready for that matchup, man. Already anticipating. Duke got three fantastic freshmen, and those role players are playing along with them. But I don't think they played anyone yet. I'm going to say that Kentucky, I'm starting to question Calipari's coaching. That I'm telling you, that's the issue for me right now. That's exactly what I'm saying. So I'm starting to look at that like this is terrible. I don't think that Kentucky team is good. I think they're SEC good, but I don't think they're national level good. North Carolina is big enough to handle that thump that Duke is throwing. Virginia is big enough to handle that thump that Duke is throwing. I think once those freshmen are tested, they'll get back to the regular level. But Zion is he's like they say, a Greek god. He's looking like that right now, though. He's looking like that right now, Dr. Smith. But that's all I got for y'all.
That's awesome, awesome. And I'm gonna tell you now that basketball is gonna be outstanding, so make sure you pay close attention. But we're gonna try to wrap up football before we do that. And I do want to make sure the co-host as well as the listeners that we won't have a show on next Thursday. I'm sorry, Wednesday, which is before Thanksgiving. We'll let everybody get a break, and we'll come back the following week with a guest on that day following that Wednesday following Thanksgiving. So we want to make sure we say that. But no, we're at the end of the show right now. We're about to close it out. And the thing about it, we had some outstanding topics, had a good discussion on it tonight. We needed and wanted you to call in, but I noticed a lot of, by looking at the board, there's a lot of people just listening, and we appreciate you doing that. But if you have something to say, all you have to do is press number one on your dial, and just we'll identify you the last four digits of yourself. But we're about to close it out now. And before we leave, I want to make sure my co-hosts share some thoughts as we close out, as we get ready to get close to the Turkey Day Classic, which we didn't talk about, but I think the spirit was kind of ripped out a little bit. But we know it's going to be an outstanding classic, and we'll come back and talk about the results of the classic on the 28th. Coach Edwards, as well as Coach Touchdown Tony, y'all can share your thoughts to close this out right now.
College football, let's not forget that Alabama still at 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan, and woo, Georgia squeaking around 5. But you know, that'll be solved real quick after the Alabama Georgia matchup. Anyway, had a nice time. I hope that I've been gotten my credit back for respecting Coach Tremaine. I was given an ultimatum. Hope I have survived that ultimatum. It's one thing I do. I'm very respectful when I'm being called out. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And as I always say, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Thank you. Awesome, awesome. All right, Trey, let's wrap it up on your end, and I'll close the show out, and we'll go from there.
All right, I'm finna hit a couple. I'm finna touch a couple nerves with this, Dr. Smith.
Okay.
I'm gonna send shots out to Miles, but I'm gonna take the shots out because we beat you 37-0. That tells how weak the SIAC is right now.
Yep.
Alabama A&M beat Miles, which are the SIAC champions, 37-0, guys. They never got past the 50-yard line. We've been talking about that for a minute, but the SIAC was terrible. So Tuskegee, y'all, was terrible this year. I'm going to say this, too. When Duke gets tested, we will talk about it on the show. Alabama will get through Citadel. Alabama will be in a fight against Auburn. I'm going to say that, Dr. Smith. We will be fighting. It will be a fight against Auburn.
Write that down. Because when I hit him with it, I hope don't nobody come back and say that.
I can't lose with that though, Starward. But Alabama will be in a fight against Auburn. It will be a good game.
Right.
I think Alabama still win by plus 14, but it will be a fight.
Okay.
Y'all have
all
a
right.
great night.
Awesome, awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Trey, and thank you, Coach Stallworth. We always enjoy being with you at this hour. Sometimes we take a little longer. We go about 10 or 15 minutes over, but we want to close the show out as we do it every show. You know, I always tell everybody that you have an awesome, awesome weekend. Take care of yourself, especially tonight. Have an awesome night. Have a blessed one, truly. And on Friday, we got Balling with the Doc. At 4 o'clock, you can check and call in, talk with the doc. That's myself at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we'll be on the show, and we'll be listening to some of the hottest topics that you have, but also the hottest topic we have experienced during the week. So give us a call, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to negotiate and see how we're going to do Monday, since it's a Thanksgiving week. What are we going to do? Talking real to you, we might push it back to the next week, and everybody can have an awesome week of holidays because students will be out of school. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Have an awesome Thanksgiving. ASU has their homecoming over there, and that's the Turkey Day Classic. Y'all have an awesome time as well. But like I always said, a hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's at number 4. And last but not least, as we wrap up this show, I always like to give something nice in the form of our music, but this is going to be something some of us may remember because it was a part of a movie, and we wanted to kind of share some thoughts about it, if I can kind of find it quickly on the board. And I always tell everybody, because this is an opportunity that God gives us to breathe a new, fresh breath in our life. And I always tell you, I love you, and it's not a thing you can do about it. Have a great night, and we look forward to talking with you. And I just have to kind of go and throw this in the mix right here. This is
you may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Oh my, not next Wednesday.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won.
Listen, y'all.
See, God writes the end before the story begins. He told me to tell you the best.
It's yet to come.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no.
You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a.
My.
brother, my brother, my brother. What you know?
Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't